guys. I'm Amber Lee and I'm Assistant Stage Manager for DigitFest. Sunday the 12th of June is our Visual Arts Day. We'll have a range of artists, free drop-in activity workshops and our very own illustration competition exhibit. Our Visual Arts Day will include Digital Dreams, an art exhibition from the Richard Goodall Gallery, and that's over the full 3 days of the festival. Me and the Machine, where audience members are given individual time slots to participate in an interactive and virtual reality performance. Rank, A Tale from Paradise Heights, written by Joe O'Byrne. Rank is a graphic illustration of Broken Britain and uses projection and other digital technology throughout the performance. We'll now show you a short film clip of the aforementioned acts, just for you to gain a little more insight. Shop Boys, connecting live music, visuals and fusion technology to create stunning performances, I'd like to introduce and give a warm welcome to Steph from New Opera Hero.
I'm Steph from New Opera Hero. I want to thank the Lowry and Jonathan to give us this opportunity. It's an amazing venue, I must say. We see ourselves as a multimedia band. That means we work with visuals, music, performance, and a lot of new technology elements, and try to really create one something new. The main aim we have is to have a different perception of what performance art is, so people don't come in and think, I'm going to see a concert or I'm going to see an art installation. We're trying to flow between all these different art forms. For this show, we will create, musically we will mainly use abstract soundscapes and electronic music, perhaps a few opera elements as well. We'll use the Musion holographic system in combination with 3D stereoscopic projections, so there will be glasses involved for some of the songs. We'll use Kinect infrared cameras for interactive for interaction between the performers and our visuals and our music. And the whole thing will be controlled on stage by us. Even the lighting rig, everything comes live from our playback system, computer system that we are using while we're performing on stage. Inspired by the Lowry, we will actually introduce dance for the first time this time. So most of the songs we'll perform will be a completely new work. We have one dancer involved, and we're quite curious how that will work out. I don't know, it's very difficult to describe. I think you'll just have to come down and see it. There's some 3D stuff together with stewards at the back screen afterwards to give you an idea. Thank you very much.
I can now also reveal the news that we have on the 12th of June, the premiere of The Watcher. It's a short film commissioned by Digit and directed by Joe O'Byrne. I hope you'll all be present for the premiere. And now is the trailer for you.
Best, and that you will all join us in June to see some of that work live. Whilst we've been standing here, tickets have officially gone on sale, and you can purchase your tickets from the box office counter downstairs, or in the usual ways by phone or via the Lowry website. I'd like to say a huge thank you to the artists that joined us today, to Stuart, to Bridget and to Steph. And also I hope you'll all join me in saying a huge congratulations to the production team so far, and the very best of luck, because they've still got the task ahead of them of delivering the festival in June. Also while we've been here, the official website for DigitFest has gone live, which is digitfest.com. So do visit that to find out more information. But also please do stay and join us for some lunch, where all of the production team will be here to answer any questions and tell you more about the festival. Thank you very much for coming.